Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you so much for joining me once again. I am so excited to come to you with yet another episode of She's an Empire. Come on in, let's get started because I am so excited about this particular episode. We're going to talk today about purpose. Your purpose is your power. Your purpose is your power. And the reason that I want to talk about this today is because so many of you are walking around not wielding that power like I feel you should be wielding it. Let's take off our vest and let's show the S on our chest, or shall I say the P on our chest, and let's show the world that yes, we are ready to show our power and wield that power. Now, let me just talk a little bit about purpose. I often hear people say, I'm not sure what my purpose is, or my purpose is constantly changing. I want to tell you right here today, and I want to give you permission. I want to give you permission right now. It's okay. I want to tell you it's okay for your purpose to change. Just like you are someone who constantly evolves, your purpose is something that will constantly evolve. And that is all right. I would actually give you the side eye if you were someone who had the same purpose, the same goals, year after year after year. I would say, okay, that means there may be an issue with growth if your purpose did not change. That would mean that maybe there's an issue with you not doing some self-reflecting if your purpose did not change. So actually, the fact that you often find yourself looking in the mirror and saying, oh Lord, here we go again. My purpose is changing and I'm about sick and tired of this purpose changing. Right when I think I have a handle on it, here we go again. That is okay. You have permission. That actually says that you are shifting, sifting, moving, and growing. And that's a good thing. So stop being afraid of the unknown. Stop being afraid of, I just got a handle on this and now I'm going to be stuck in what I don't know. I just now mastered being able to do this other work with my eyes closed. And now here I go again, having to learn something else. Stop being afraid of that space. That space is actually, first of all, it keeps you sharpened on your toes. Let's start there. It keeps you sharpened on your toes. But in addition to that, not only does it keep you sharpened on your toes, but it also keeps you in a space of saying, let me see how I can improve who I am. Let me seek counsel from God and ask Him, where are you taking me next? Oh, I'm so scared. What are you doing, Lord? What are you doing? Right? Life would be boring if we stayed in the same space all the time. We would be bored with ourselves. We would get bored with ourselves. Just admit it. You know you would be bored with yourself. So first of all, what I want to do is I want to talk to you a little bit about purpose, because that's my wheelhouse. I specialize in helping women to tap into their purpose, develop and create products, and then we find profit within the creation of the products or within the creation of their companies. And if there isn't existing products, then we profit, then we create the profit. So, but it all starts with the purpose, because we have to know where we're going, right? So with that being said, in order to drive the car, you have to know where the car is going. That car needs to be driven with intention. The intention has to be strategic. But in order to get to that point, you have to know, what is it that I desire? So let's start there. So I want to talk about the definition of purpose, because I think that this is going to not only bring clarity to what true purpose is, I believe that it's also going to free up the stress of for those who may be thinking like, I think I'm walking in my purpose, but I'm not really sure. So I just want to kind of free some people up, but then also give some clarity to those as well. So the definition of purpose is, follow along with me here. the reason for which something is done or created for which something exists. The feeling of being determined to do or achieve something. The aim or goal of a person, what a person is trying to do or become. Now let's dissect that. The reason, focus on reason. We're going to focus on reason. The reason for which something is done. So let's pull out the word reason. That's what we're going to focus on in that particular phrase right there. The reason for which something is done. So that's what you want to highlight. What is my reason? What is my reason? My purpose, reason, purpose, reason. This is how I kind of dissect things in my head. So I'm going to walk you through my brain here. The reason I'm doing something, or the reason I am called to do something, for those of us who are pulled from a divine sense of a purpose, the reason I am called to do something. I'm called for this reason. And your reason could be a plethora of things. So, for example, if, you know, some people are called to do things because they get into something because, you know, there may have been a tragedy in your family. You know, maybe you grew up a certain way. And because now that you've grown up that way, like, for example, some people who grew up in who were adopted. Because they were adopted, now their calling is to help other foster kids or you know, something like that. So why, what's the reason behind it? So you want to focus in on the reason. So write down the reason for the calling or the purpose, right? And then it says, or created. So the reason for which something is done or created. So the reason and then the creation of it, the reason that it's created. So again, where is this stemming from? You always want to go back to the root. So, you know, I'm a self-relationship expert as well. So we're always dealing with the self. So you want to go back to the root. What's the root of it? If you can always reconnect back with the root, then it makes more sense as to how you arrived to your decision. So why was it created? So for example, when I originally started my company Pretty Girl, I didn't realize it, excuse me, at the time. I thought that I started the company because my daughter was being bullied. But as I began to really dive into it, I realized that I started that company not just because of her, but it was also feeding what I was missing as a young girl as well. What I wish I had as a young girl as well. So I was going back and picking up the pieces in my own childhood. I was filling in the gaps of my own childhood, and that's what God needed me to do. He needed me to go back and fill in the gaps of my own childhood before he could take me on to my next journey of working with women. He needed me to fill in those gaps, and in other words, fill in my foundation prior to working and taking me to the next level. So I was able to do that through my first business. So everything is a stepping stone. He's very strategic that way. And so that first company allowed me to fill in those gaps as a child, as a young girl. So I reconnected to the root of the creation of that purpose. So I want you to reconnect. Write this down. Reconnect. You're going to reconnect to the creation of the purpose. So first we're going to figure out the reason of the purpose. What's the reason? And then we're going to figure out the creation of the purpose. Why is the purpose being created? And that's going to be, those two things there are going to really open you up to being able to see visually. It's going to give you a visual, because sometimes people will say, this is my purpose, but they're not visually connected to the purpose. And because they're not visually connected to the purpose, it makes it so much easier for them to put the purpose down. Now, I don't want to step on any toes, but I'm going to step on some toes real quick. So what I mean by put the purpose down is that sometimes people get confused in saying, I don't know what my purpose is, when they really do know what their purpose is. It's just that they were never visually connected to their purpose or emotionally connected to their purpose, because they did not do the rooting process to the purpose. They never connected visually to their purpose or emotionally to the purpose. And so therefore, they felt like this isn't truly my purpose, or they didn't really connect to the purpose. So they felt like this isn't really my purpose. I'm not really, what is my purpose? She has a purpose. I see why that's her purpose. I see why that's his purpose. I can see everybody else's purpose, but I was never able to see my own. I was never able to see my own purpose. And now I'm confused because I'm not sure if this is my purpose or if this is a purpose that someone told me was my purpose. So it's important in the beginning stages that you're able to connect visually to your purpose and see your purpose. Thank you, God. I'm receiving it. That you're able to see your purpose, so that seeing that purpose visually connects you to it and emotionally connects you to it, so that you can take ownership of that purpose, so that when God gets ready to transitions you, he gets ready to transition you to the next level. And I'm going to use me as an example again. When he was able to when he got ready to transition me to the next level for my next company, I knew 100% that I was ready to transition, that I had completed that season with the girls. I knew that I had healed from that childhood pain because I had went back, filled in the gaps, and I was ready. I was ready to work with women and helping them pursue their dreams and their businesses and their visions. I was ready for that because he had already connected me visually and emotionally to that purpose of working with the girls so that I could heal that childhood pain. I hope that makes sense. I hope you guys are following. So you want to write that down. You want to be very descriptive, and you want to really open yourself up to digging. And it's so important that we not fight that process. And the reason why it's important is because if you're bucking the system and you're fighting the process, then you're really not open to healing. You're not open to the healing and the true growth of yourself on this greatness journey. And the more that you fight the process, then the longer, of course, the process takes. And then also the longer that it takes for him to elevate you, because he's not going to elevate you as long as you're showing signs of not being ready. So let's continue. Created or for which something exists. So let me just read the whole phrasing so I don't dissect it and you get confused. So the reason for which something is done or created, for which something exists. So we just discussed that. And then the feeling. So we're talking about feelings. Remember I said emotions. We're, especially as women, we tend to lead by emotions. So it's very important that we address emotions. We address our emotions. The feeling of being. Being is a state of kind of sitting in the moment. You know, what am I feeling in this moment? My being, what am I, how grounded am I in these feelings? How attached am I in these feelings? Am I allowing these feelings to drive me to a point where the feelings are all that I can feel? Or am I allowing myself to feel these feelings, but yet I'm still rational? I'm still able to make decisions. I'm still able to, I'm still able to not get so wound up that, because you know how sometimes your feelings can kind of put you in a space where you're just like, I'm unable to function right now. So the feeling of being, like I'm feeling a being, I'm feeling powerful within the feelings because I know that this is a healing moment for me. And I'm okay with feeling these feelings because I know that on the other end, it's going to be my aha moment. And I'm ready to heal. I'm ready to receive. So the feeling of being So that's I underlined that as well. And then determined to do. How strong is your determination? How strong is your determination from 1 to 10? I want you to write that number down by determination. And that's going to fluctuate within your purpose journey. How strong is your determination between 1 and 10? How strong is it right now? And then how strong is it after you start to dissect through the words that we're going through and just sitting and processing? How strong is it? And then as you continue on, play this over and over and over. How strong is it as you continue to sit and really think about it? How strong is it? Because the one thing that you want to really push yourself, you want to push yourself to really start to think about is, have I been a hindrance? Come on now, like I said, I'm not trying to make nobody mad, but we have to be truthful with ourselves, right? Have I been a hindrance to myself? Have I been a hindrance to my healing? So, you know, you want to ask yourself, right now, am I at a 1? And, you know, I'll listen to the podcast, and then, you know, I'll listen to it a couple of times, and maybe after time number 2, I might be a 5, and, you know, continue to listen to it and do the exercises, and then, you know, work myself up to a 7. You know, it's a gradual thing. It's a gradual thing. I'm not sitting here speaking to you right now by any means proclaiming that I just came out of the gate saying, hey y'all, I'm a 10, what's wrong with you? No, that's not what I'm trying to insinuate at all. This, who I am today, took a lot of work, and I have a lot more work to do, and I'm looking forward to the work that I have left to do. I'm looking forward to it because I love who I am today, but I am looking forward to who I am going to become. I'm like, who I was before, I was protected. God protected me from those who were trying to come after my destiny, and I thank him for that. But once we opened up that gate and I was able to actually stand on my own from the standpoint of being able to really look at the things that I needed to look at, I was like, ooh, I was a mess. Sometimes I'm still a mess. But I, you know, I love who I am right now, and I would not go back for any reason in the world. I would not go back. So I'm telling you that it is beautiful on the other side for those of you who are afraid to face it. It's so beautiful on the other side. Purpose is a beautiful thing. And growth is a beautiful thing. You just have to push through. You just have to push through. So don't give up on yourself, because you are so worth it. You are so worth it. Your purpose is worth it. Your calling is worth it. He has been patient with you for a reason. It's because you're worth it. Never forget that. It's because you're worth it that God has been patient with you. So we were on, let's see. Okay, so let's go to the next thing. The aim or goal of a person, what a person is trying to do or become. So the aim or goal. So all of us are familiar with goals, right? We make those up in our sleep at this point. Goal, goal, goal. We've heard that all our lives. But because we've heard it all our lives, I think it's now cliche for us. So it's important to, I like to flip it. I like to actually use aim for me in my personal life. I use aim because goal is just like, you know, it's overused right now. So I like to use aim. Like, what are you aiming for, Lisa? What are you aiming for this week? What are you aiming for? It just helps me to kind of trick my mind a little bit. So if you want to use that as well, then that's something that you can use as well to kind of trick your mind. Play a little trick on your mind so your mind's not so used to, oh, okay, you coming up with another goal, all right, you know. And then, you know, a person that you are trying to become. So this is what I want you to do. I want you to write out, and I want you to write it out with no thought in mind. And when I say no thought in mind, I mean none of the negativity. I mean none of the old playback old recorder in your head, what they said you couldn't be, none of that. I want you to write out who you want to become if you had it your way. Money's not an issue. What your mama said you couldn't be, what your daddy said you couldn't be, what your ex-boyfriend said you couldn't be, none of that. What your bank account said you couldn't be, none of that. I want you to write everything out. What your education said you couldn't be, I want you to write all of that out. I just want you to write out your fantasy life, what they would deem as your fantasy life. I want you to write out what you could become. Because there's something powerful about having it written down, write the vision, make it plain, right? Having it written down and being able to see it. We go back to the visual, which then attaches an emotion to it, right? Attaches your emotion. It also helps you to see it, read it out loud so that you can hear it. You hearing it means you're going to process it, and it will actually cause something within your subconscious that will trigger, whether you realize it or not, it will trigger your subconscious to actually work towards those things. That's what I want you to do. So that's I just kind of wanted to go over purpose with you. So your purpose is very powerful. That's the purpose that you have control over, right? So that's what's within your control. And I want to say this to you. So in 2014, I actually wrote this. I was asleep and God woke me up out of my sleep. And for those of you who don't know, I wrote a book called You're Just a Quote Away from Your Greatness. It's all original quotes. So they call me the quote queen because I'm forever writing a quote about something. So God woke me up out of my sleep. It was in September of 2014. And this is a quote that he laid on my heart, and it was so freeing to me. And so I'm going to share this quote. It says, "Don't allow man's word to alter the favor that God has had for you and the purpose he has groomed you for all your life." Let me read that again. "Don't allow man's word to alter the favor that God has had for you and the purpose he has groomed you for all your life." God has been grooming you for a purpose all your life. Do not allow man's word, whatever people have said to you, whatever negativity they've said to you, whatever they've said you cannot be, whatever they've said you cannot do, do not allow them to alter the favor that he has placed on your life. He's groomed you. He's been grooming you all these years. He's been grooming you all these years for what he has in store for you. So let me talk about divine purpose. And I'm just going to leave you with this. Divine purpose supersedes our personal purpose. And that's the bigger part of, or the bigger power of the purpose. So divine purpose is kingdom purpose. So that means that everything that we work for is to be kingdom driven, It's bigger than us. So everything that you write down in reference to your purpose as you're writing, I want you to write. I don't want you to change it up. I want you to still go ahead and write everything I said. So that's on your first page. And then on your second page, after you've gone through writing everything that you've written, on a second sheet of paper, I want you to write it your kingdom purpose. And that on that kingdom purpose page, it needs to have what God would want you to do. Everything he has in store for us is bigger and better, right? So that, for example, let's say I wanted to open up a store. Well, if I want to open up a store, he would want me to open up a shopping center, right? My view is always going to be smaller than his. Anything I can conceive, he wants it to be 100-fold. And it's always for kingdom purpose. It's always for his glory, right? So that's kind of how I want you to kind of, I wanted you to do it this way first though, because I want you to become attached to your emotions. That's very important that you become attached to your emotions. And kingdom, you know, like I said, divine purpose is, it's a personal life mission, but it's for kingdom purpose. So let me say that again. The definition of divine purpose is personal, a personal life mission, but for kingdom purpose. And Psalms 57:2 says, I cry out to God Most High, to God who fulfills his purpose for me. So that's just one scripture that I hold on to. But I just really want you guys to think about that. Again, don't allow man's word to alter the favor that God has had for you and the purpose he has groomed you for all your life. So from this day forward, any negativity that anybody says, please hold on to this quote. Hold on to this quote. If you need to go back and listen to the replay, please do so. I know I gave you guys a lot. I dropped a lot on you today. But I just wanted to come and share this because I want you to know that there is power in your purpose. There is power in your purpose. And I really want everybody to become in alignment with their purpose and in alignment with the purpose that God has in store for you. It is a time such as this that we are supposed to be out here fulfilling our purposes and becoming in alignment with our purposes. And I can't wait to see what everybody does and how everybody just shows up and shows out. And so until we speak again, always remember to be loyal to your greatness and live your greatness out loud. Yes, yes. Hey, greatness. My podcast drops the second and fourth week of every month, but bosses have to stay connected. So follow me on all social media platforms. I am Lisa Geis. You can also join my Facebook group, Women Reign Network, on Facebook. I look forward to connecting with you and make sure that you remain loyal to your greatness and live your greatness out loud.